He was born into a family of very poor weavers. He didn't have much luck in his life, and yet he was able to make his way because he found a patron. This patron paid for him to study, and Kneipp was absolutely determined to become a priest, which he achieved despite all the odds. But in between, he was very ill with tuberculosis, which at that time for the majority was fatal since there was no cure. As he didn't want to reveal that he was incurably ill, he thought to himself, "My God, what on earth can I do?" He came across a study by Prisnitz on the benefits and effects of cold water. And he said to himself, "I'm dying anyway, so I might as well try something." And so, every night, he went secretly into the cold Danube waters where he lived. He ran to the Danube, had a short dip, dried and dressed himself, went home again, and did this secretly every night. And his fellow students had no idea about it. He did this for, well, about a quarter or half a year, and then he was cured. He thought, "That's impossible, isn't it?" But he had really cured himself from tuberculosis, without drugs, without anything. Father Kneipp, of course, became famous in his region and further afield due to his knowledge of healing, and he kept on developing new techniques and ideas with herbs, nutrition, and water treatments.